Sorry. Sorry.
No, you're not.
It's okay, Terry.
No, you're not.
I don't know why I apologize ever. You guys never fucking believe me.
You're not sorry?
Fuckers, you guys are fucking trying to pull this shit on you and go fuck yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell just happened here?
This is what I'm talking about.
Suddenly we got like crossed lines. I didn't even know what was happening.
I hope you're recording, Dwight, and not fucking it up.
Jesus.
I'm out. Make sure your shit's all together.
No,
run a test.
You're right. I don't want to do this podcast twice.
I got things to do. I'm sorry. I gotta go. My doctor said that I have to surround myself around people I want to become.
What? Are you going to assimilate?
Yeah, I know,
other
right?
People?
Not assimilate.
Resistance
kill.
Is futile.
No, Andy, you're gonna kill.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongoose podcast.
Podcast.
Sounds so excited.
Wow. All right. Okay, let's do a take two just for safety. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongoose podcast.
Well, there we go.
Now
we're talking.
That's fine. That's the energy you got to bring.
My shirt's up right now.
Oh, I can feel it.
I always know when your shirt's up because I can feel it in my gut.
Podcast. It's like a spidey sense, but a really useless one.
Oh, Ryan's shirt's up. He must be in the shower.
I hope.
That's exactly in the shower. So anyway, go on, Dwight.
Ryan's either excited or taking a shower.
Should we take a number three?
No, I think take two was pretty solid.
That's good.
Do you agree?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, I think.
All right. Terry?
I agree.
All right. We're all in agreement. Podcast over. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
we got a successful intro. So many times. That's tradition. It's January 1st, 2014.
Right yeah, I now. Know. I'm aware. I have many a clocks.
I have a clock calendar as well.
I, too, went outside yesterday.
I read a newspaper.
No, I didn't. Come on, don't.
Yeah, it's 2014.
What year is this? I thought you said it's 2014, not 1914.
I read the day on news articles in the internet.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what day it is.
It's not 1994, Dwight. No one reads a newspaper anymore.
Damn. You guys are putting a lot of facts in my face right now. I don't know what to do. My head's spinning. I should go read a newspaper.
Read newspapers.
Please don't.
Okay. I don't know how to read.
I'm going to glare at you over the top of the newspaper I'm reading.
That I'm not reading. So you just glare at me.
They don't even make those anymore.
Paper what?
A newspaper?
What purpose would that have? By the time it hit the shelves, surely it'd be out of date.
Surely we would have all moved on by then.
Oh, you'll be out of business in a week's time.
In our fast-paced world that we live in today.
Every time I see old people at the coffee shop read newspaper, I'm like, you realize that all that information's probably already been proven wrong, right?
Science is so ahead of you.
Because you got to think about it, that was printed last night at about midnight.
Maybe.
And a lot's happened since
people
then.
Who wrote that are probably dead by now.
And everyone you've ever left.
Oh, my God. So much time has passed.
They've all faded away.
I better put this newspaper down.
You'll all die here. All of you.
How did we get to this?
You old bastards.
This is 2014, Alex. You better prepare.
This is the new regime.
The new regime.
The year of the Luigi is over, Alex.
It's not.
All is lost.
Until February.
What?
Has Nintendo declared what the next year is going to be?
No.
Wait, so it's still 2013?
Year of Toad.
Oh. The year
Because the year of Luigi didn't actually start until February. And they said Nintendo said they're
going to they're going off the Chinese New Year, even though they're Japanese. It's confusing, but you know they intermingle because they all have squinty eyes.
Year of Luigi lives on.
Okay, so we have. February. Is it the end of February?
I don't know. It's sometime in February because that's when I start.
Damn. What do you think will happen when I Google when did the year of Luigi start?
I don't.
It says it right here.
Is it true that he's getting his own Dr. Luigi game?
Yeah.
In 2014. I'll be buying that for my 3DS.
Gonna start playing Doctor. Yeah, it's Bootsy.
Link the year of Tingle.
Apparently it's the 14th, I think.
Valentine's Day, huh?
Here's the article that Boots.
Terry, I finished Pokemon a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. It's not a very hard game to beat.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
But Dwight. It takes funny time.
It's funny because you cleared your throat and your dog's looking right at Dwight. Anyway, I beat A Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
I beat that in like 2 days.
Well, once I started playing, I beat it over the weekend.
Yeah.
But
it's like I got 100%.
Well, I accidentally went to the Fire Mountain first.
Yeah, I like how they did that. They give you more.
Dude, did you ever get hit by that fucking turtle? I only had like 6 hearts and it took away like 4 when he hit you. It was brutal.
I don't remember a turtle.
The turtle in the lava? Shot fire out of his back.
Turtle in lava that shot fire out of its back.
Were you playing the same game?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like
Pokemon.
Well, you had to help the turtle outside the dungeon find her 3 baby turtles and they formed a staircase.
Yeah.
And you went into that dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss was what?
Was it a turtle?
Yeah, he was in the lava, and you were on the top of him, and you had to use.
I never made the connection that it was a turtle because I did. I never gave him a chance. Like
it was Turtle Mountain.
I crushed it.
Turtle Mountain.
I killed it. I didn't give it a chance.
Well, I never actually bought.
It wasn't the mountain though. That was the lake.
Oh, that's right. No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it was a turtle.
Well, yeah, I didn't give it 2 seconds. I pulled out my little ice rod thing, froze him. Kill them.
Did you own the ice rod at that point?
I owned like half of them at that point.
See, I didn't own any. I couldn't even buy things yet at that point. So I did it out of order. It was weird.
Right. Yeah. Well, I rented as much as I could right away.
Yeah, I rented everything right away.
Yeah.
Really?
But
that was weird how they did it that way. But I mean,
yeah, I felt kind of unaccomplished sometimes going into dungeons and not walking out with something new.
But it's like you already had it in your pocket, so you're just like, well.
Yeah, all right. Well, that was okay, I guess. You know,
right. I mean, I had it.
I don't know. It's weird.
Because you did. It's just because you didn't earn it.
Yeah.
You just bought it. You win it.
And I always just go around collecting coins, so
it's
not a big deal.
Coins?
Or rupees.
Them rupees.
The rupees.
The rupees.
Damn.
You know what I meant.
Damn rupees. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I liked it. It was a good game.
Yeah. Oh, is it a good Zelda game, though?
Yes.
It's my first, not frustration, but I recognize that I really like it because it's basically Link to the Past.
Yeah, I did too. I realized that too. And that's why I made that tweet about always. I feel like I've spent most of my life killing games.
let's be real here. The game was basically just Link to the Past.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same world. It's weird. It's weird.
It was a dark one. The light world is exactly the same as the other.
Yeah. But the dark one was a different. The other one was the past, and this was actually a different world.
Well, that one wasn't. Well, I don't know. Yeah, but it was. Yeah, the dark world is different. That's about it, though.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Though.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm sad now because it's like I did everything in the game, so I have no reason to have this now.
Well, see, I didn't, so I'm going to go back and play it on heroic mode.
Yeah, there's that, but meh.
But I didn't unlock it. Is there a red outfit, too?
Yes, and it's very easy to miss, and I missed it.
I missed it, too. Get it.
Yeah, it's in the last part, the dark castle or whatever. It's literally, you have to go out of your way.
I had to go back for the ore, too.
Yeah. I made sure I got the ore. I got to get that upgrade Master Sword, man.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yep.
Why? You beat the game.
No, you get it before. That's what I'm saying. You need it. You need it. Yeah,
I got it before.
Yeah, I don't know how I would have beat it without him.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I got to go back. Yeah, I was like, you beat the key. You don't have to do anything anymore. It's over.
It's over for me. I'm not going to do hero mode.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it either, but maybe.
You don't get anything extra. It's just,
yeah, maybe in like a year. Hard. Maybe in like a year. I'm going to buy, I think I'm going to buy Ages and Seasons, though.
Yeah.
Just for the hells of it. I love those two games.
Yeah, those are fun.
They're only $6.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can play Fire Emblem now.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Here for like 6 months.
Oh, you actually have it?
I have it. No, my
Dude, what games do you guys have? I want to borrow a game.
You want to borrow?
I literally only have Zelda, Pokemon, and Fire Emblem, which I'm borrowing. I have Animal Crossing, but that's downloaded.
What about that Phoenix Wright?
I was going to say anything at Phoenix Wright. Phoenix Wright. They don't do big sales on the eShop.
Yeah. They had like small ones for Christmas, but it wasn't anything like groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like $5 on like a $40 game type of thing for the Wii U, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that I actually have a 3DS, can we discuss why isn't Super Nintendo games in the market?
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to play A Link to the Past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to actually play A Link to the Past. I think A Link to the Past was actually a lot longer than this game, to be honest with you.
No.
I felt A Link to the Past was very long.
Must have been very long when you played it as a child because you were stupid and didn't know what you were doing. I played Link to the Past not 4 or 5 months ago. Yeah, I was playing it on that Xbox thing. Yeah. I beat it in like 2 sittings. I was like, I remember it being longer.
Really?
I remember having trouble with this game.
Well,
yeah, me too.
There's, when I played through it as a kid, it was, it took me a long time because, you know, I was a kid and I didn't fucking know what I was doing. And you mess up left and right. And then I played it 2 more times at my old job at DMI because I didn't have anything to do. So I figured, why not play Link to the Past?
And get paid.
Yeah, and get paid. So, nice. I did that one, and then I ended up doing it another time, and the first time I did it, I was like, okay, well, that didn't seem that long, but then
I played it for a very long time.
The second time I did it, because I really had nothing to do, so I was just like, let me pull up a guide, and I'll follow through it and do, like, it's a 100% guide type of thing,
right.
And I did it through with 100%. There's a lot of extra content in there that you don't have to do, but is available for you to do. If you want to do it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't extend it like an extreme amount.
No. Like, none of it is really out of the way. It's a lot of stuff where it's like, oh, you need to be in this area anyway. If you have this item, you can use it to get to this and then get your art piece.
I think the only thing that I actually had to like go out of my way to get was the flippers.
Well, you need the
flippers. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it was like, I had to go out. It wasn't like it, like what you just said, you know, oh, I'm already in this area type of thing.
Right, well, yeah, because it's in the corner. Yeah.
Why can't I swim without flippers? How come magically I get flippers and I know how to swim?
The because current magic. Is too strong.
It's the magic. Currents.
Magic flippers.
Yeah. How about that?
I don't like it.
You don't have to like it.
That's what they're called, is the magic
flippers. That's the way
flippers. It is. I don't like it.
Okay. So you beat it, right? You beat
yeah.
Link to your house. Okay. How about that ending?
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Good ending. Not surprised like, about that one.
I did this. Not. It did not. At no point did it occur to me that
really?
Was a possibility. No,
oh,
I did not think twice about it. I went the whole game. Did not
really
think twice
the way that she was discussing things with the other.
Oh
person?
No! Not her. I mean specifically with the rental dude.
Oh no, me neither. Oh,
yeah, well, I did not think twice about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. But her. Oh yeah, her. Because the dude says in the beginning, her. And I'm like, because he's talking about the person that he's serving, where he says her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm like, who is her? And then everyone just assumes he's talking about Ganon later on, and he doesn't refer to her ever again until the end.
Ganon. That piece of shit. One day I'll kill him for good.
I did like the wall merging thing.
Yeah, but again, just like with the miniature cap, I always forgot about it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I was like, how the fuck do I get over there?
This is impossible.
Oh, wait. They gave me a thing in the very beginning of the game to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Get so many times I had to go back and like, God damn it, I could have used the wall thing here.
Yep, yep. Oh. Did you upgrade everything? Or no, you said you had a lot of things upgraded.
I got everything.
Oh, you got everything upgraded?
Everything. All heart pieces, all armor, upgraded the lamp and the net. I did everything.
What happens when you upgrade the lamp?
It's literally, if you do the thing for the lamp and the net, all it does is it make it so they hurt people.
Oh, weird.
But we're I never actually about got like nothing, the net. Like one little half heart damage.
I never actually got the net, so.
You never got the net?
No, whenever I wanted fairies, I just bought them at the store.
Hey, it's fine. That works.
Yeah, it worked. 77 rupees? Forget it. It ain't nothing.
Like, right in the town. Just talk to the bee dude.
Terry, he played the game. He wanted to
I talked to the bee dude, and he didn't give me the net when I talked to him. And then somebody said that to me. I was like, well, I'm not going to go back.
You have to give him something.
Well, fuck
give
that
him a
guy.
Kiss. You got to give him a kiss.
I ain't going to give him shit.
Get him something, and then you get it to him, and then he gives you the net.
I expected it for free, and then nothing less.
I expected it for free.
So.
All right. Screw him.
To hell with him and all his bullshit.
I'm happy you're enjoying your 3DS, Ryan.
I am. I really am.
Good.
I need more games. I'm almost done with Luigi's Mansion, which isn't really that fun. If we're going to be honest with everybody. It's really not that fun.
Well.
It's alright. I don't think anybody here has actually played any of them.
I've watched Leanne's little sister play Luigi's Mansion.
I mean, it's fun enough, but it's not. It doesn't keep me. It has a fast enough pace. It's too.
You need a turbocharged vacuum.
Yeah, I do.
Suck it harder, bitch.
Oh,
that's DLC coming soon.
You forget yourself, sir.
Do I?
Luigi's Mansion, suck it harder, bitch.
Luigi's Mansion, bitches everywhere.
I don't like what you're doing to this game.
Bitch mansion.
Bitch mansion.
It's Luigi in a bathrobe.
I was about to say.
Right? Or a smoking jacket. Holding this vacuum cleaner.
Dear God, what have we done?
We made Luigi fucking cool. I want to be Luigi now.
No one ever wants.
That's the real year, Luigi.
Oh, 365 days of me.
The Luigi story.
The Luigi story.
I don't like this.
Yeah, y'all crazy. It's got out of hand.
Since 2013 has come to an end, what were your guys' favorite games that came from the last year? Or even just one favorite game? If you want, I have already prepared a list.
I have already made the choices for you.
Just say these right here, Alex.
Oh, we didn't do our best of this time, huh?
We did not, but we could kind of...
No, and that's going to be too much work.
We could do it right now on the fly.
It's too late now.
No.
I like video games.
I'm going off of impulse here, all right? Super Hexagon. Loved it. Done.
All right. Gotta go with Final Fantasy, of course.
Yeah.
Strong comeback. Had Transform come out too, which took me by fucking surprise. Swept the nation.
Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transform.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to say the name in case some people don't understand what you're talking about. But yes, that was... I'm not usually into those types of games, and that blew me out of the water. Loved it.
Like, PC needed a good kart racing game, and that's what it is.
I just want more of it.
Yeah.
I feel like we've played it too much now. Like, need like DLC.
They've been teasing new characters and stuff. No, mm-hmm. no tracks or anything as far as
I don't know. I think they've been teasing new character.
Well, yeah, they teased the one.
If they're just...
The new old character that should have been in the game to begin with.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, if that's all they're teasing, like if that's all they're coming out with, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, because it's been so much time.
Yeah, and he's been in the first game. Like, yeah, you should
know what my favorite game was this year.
Over.
What, Ryan?
I don't know what mine was. GTA was pretty awesome.
GTA was good.
Played the shit out of that. Yeah, but it was short-lived, man.
It was.
We played the hell out of it, and then
it's not because they didn't bring it to the PC.
Well, no, it's just, I mean, yeah, it's that. That's a really big reason. I would still be playing it right now if it was on PC. Mainly because I have a PC. But second of all, you know, like, it's just, their multiplayer was so shit at the beginning.
I mean, wasn't even there.
Once it was fixed, there was barely anything that you could do.
Yeah, it just was people running around killing each other.
It was killing, yeah, I mean, that's to be expected, I guess, in GTA, but, just activities, like, things for us to do. It was basically racing and, like, small little, like, drug jobs.
Well, apparently they added a bunch of custom jobs. Like, 1,000-some custom jobs or something.
Really?
Like that. Something ridiculous like that.
That's not bad.
Like, player-made stuff, I guess.
Yeah. And the Beach Bum pack came out, and we haven't played that yet.
And I'm really digging Assassin's Creed. It's a pretty good freaking game. But it's just an Assassin's Creed, so.
Mm-hmm. There was also Monaco.
Monaco was fun. Yeah. We didn't...
Oh, it was insanely fun.
Yeah. I really did enjoy being the mole. That was a class made for me. A
little too much. A little too much you enjoyed
pretty sure
that.
I saved you guys' lives a few times, all right? I busted you out from some
and
sticky
situations.
And
endangered our lives many more times.
But I think I did more good than bad.
I think you broke even.
I think that I'm teetering on the good. I'm thinking I'm like 1% into the good over the bad. 49-51.
The fact that you broke the wall, then I was like, it's crime time, motherfucker. That alone did it.
Immediately just bust into a house. It was too much fun. And I picked you guys all up a game tonight. Not you, Ryan, because you weren't around at the time.
That's effed up.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm letting you know now because you can't join in on the joyous occasion. But if it's still on sale, maybe so.
What game?
It's called Hammer Wrath or Hammer Time?
Hammer Wrath, yeah.
Hammer Wrath or Hammer Watch?
Watch. Hammer Watch, yes.
Yeah. Well, because I have two or three Hammer games, and I got confused when I was buying them. Hammer Watch, that's what it's called. And it still is on sale. So, Ryan, you'll have a copy coming your way.
Awesome.
It's like a 2D top-down, like, dungeon crawler type of thing. It's co-op. Like, there's puzzles that we have to solve together and stuff like that. It looks really interesting. And I think that we could have some fun in it. So Terry and Alex, you guys already have your copies, mm-hmm. And Ryan will be getting his here in like 2 minutes.
All right, so. I'll start downloading it.
But yeah, it looks interesting. So that's that didn't come out this year. That came out last year. So, hey, yeah, you know. Shoot Many Robots came out last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it here, and it said
Dread. It's also BioShock Infinite back in March.
Which was all right.
I just got that the other night. Miguel bought it for me.
Have you played it at all yet?
No. Well, I mean, I played it at your house that one time.
Oh, yeah. Which I don't believe I have the footage for anymore.
The season pass was on sale for $5 this morning.
Was it? Shit. Fuck.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it stopped at 10 o'clock your time.
You got to speak up.
I picked it up. I was at work.
I was on Steam.
I got it, yeah.
I was on Steam, too, before 10, because I usually stream at 10. So I'm like, start my stream with like the new deals of the day, because the new deals refresh at 10. But I was busy setting up. No wonder it was on the top sellers today.
There was also that Ace Combat, Terry. It came out in January that you couldn't hang.
Oh, God. I can hang. You saw me hang.
Listen, I hung, all right?
I was hanging by a thread, but I made it. I survived.
That's still a game. Is that only a two-player co-op game?
Three-player.
Oh.
A weird number.
It is a weird number, but whatever.
So wait, did you send me this game yet?
Yeah.
Let me open Steam up here.
You didn't even bother checking?
Except, add to my game library. How big is it?
400 megs? I don't know.
It'll take me no time at all.
It's like 170 megs.
Well, there you go. What else came out?
I might get roboted here for a minute.
Oh, Age of Empires 2 HD came out, which was a lot of fun.
I was thinking about getting that yesterday.
I have that now, too. I haven't played it yet.
You have all of them.
I know.
You have them all.
Thank you, Dwight.
That's why I said Merry Christmas the other day, and you're like, what?
No, well, I got it when I go.
What have you done for me?
Like 4 or 5 days later, he logs into Steam and finally accepts it. And I didn't get anything. I didn't get a text or nothing.
I was at my parents' house.
You could have texted me. You logged into Steam to accept something. You could have fucking sent me a text.
I just chuckled to myself instead. And I went, oh, Dwight, that silly bitch.
I bought everybody a game off their wish list, except for you, because you didn't have a wish list. That's why I text you. I was like, hey, you ever play Age of Empires? And you're like, yeah, I love those games. I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye, asshole.
Everybody... I meant buy as in B-U-Y. But people need to use their wish list, man.
I know, I guess so.
Serious. I got mine going.
Yeah, it's a very useful tool on Steam.
Tell people what you want.
Good to know. I will use those.
Mm-hmm. Like Alex, Adrian, and Jose, I think I bought all of you guys Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, and I want to play it.
Oh, that would have been a good one, too. Shit.
Well, you didn't have a wish list.
I know, now I know, now I know. Yeah.
So, every time I go to play it, I'm like, okay, there's Final Fantasy, and then I end up clicking on Final Fantasy 14, and I'm like, eh, I'm here now.
I guess I'll fish.
So delicate.
That is exactly what happened today.
I could play Final Fantasy 8, or I could fish.
Or I could fish. Do you fish in Final Fantasy 14?
Mm-hmm. I was on vacation today.
Fisherman I've ever seen in all my years.
Yeah, that reminds me. I need a fish, the princess trout.
I have like 30 of those.
Sounds beautiful.
Right. I need one because this dude wants me to cook him one, and he's been on my back. I can't take it anymore.
All right, because you started cooking.
Yeah, I'm a chef now. Because I didn't know what to do. I came online and everybody was busy doing dungeons. And I'm like, I haven't played in like a month. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I just found that I just happened to come across the culinary place. And so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be a chef.
Like, hey, kid, you want to be a chef? Okay.
It's been my life long dream starting right just now.
Do I get my own pan? You sure do. And threw me the pan. And when I put it on, I was naked. And then I started cooking right then and there. Started making him table salt and potatoes and boiled eggs.
Everybody's
make table salt
grind.
Potatoes.
Everybody's grinding the 50 on their dragoons and their paladins. So it's the first one I hit cooking before anything else.
But then I found the pugilist guild and I started my little pugilist. And then Terry came in and corrected me and said I should just be fake grinding it and not actually doing quests.
Yeah, the dude was doing quests.
I didn't know what to do. I did what my brain tells me to do in MMOs when I want a level. Do quests.
Do you not do quests in this game?
No.
You do. You can. It's just slow. Once you make your alt, like, you get a boost to your experience. Whatever character or class that isn't maxed out gets a boost. Or whatever's lower than the highest level that you have gets an experience boost.
So if you have a class that is 49 or under, it'll count.
If you have a class, your highest level is say 30. Every other job that you do that's under 30 gets an experience boost.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So for that, when you get the experience boost, apparently it's inefficient to do quests, and that it's just better just to do fates. Which he was absolutely right. After he corrected me, I only had time to do one full fate, and it was a lot more experience than the quest I've been doing. So. Yeah, go back to that.
I should level my white mage.
You should not do that.
I want to, though. It's so stupid, because once you hit your cap with the myth, there's nothing left for you to do.
Yeah. You could
run CT, but it's like, I have my gear for the week. I can't get any more myth. Fuck my dragoon.
Yeah. You can do philosophy.
Why?
I don't know.
Just whatever.
I got some sweet horse heads.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
The event. That's what you could be doing, Alex.
What was that?
That was real.
Horse heads? Event.
Yeah.
What event? Oh, yeah. Fucking samurai helmet you're wearing.
It's freaking awesome, man.
That's top tier shit right there.
It is. You know how long it took me to get the black one?
How long? Yeah.
I don't know, like 45 minutes? Now. It was a long ass time.
Ryan, asking all these questions.
These hard-hitting questions that I don't know the answers to. I'm freaking out over here, man.
Thought you were cool.
That is unfortunate. I'm sorry.
I'm happy that I did these quests before they were over, though.
Yeah.
Well, how many days are left on that?
Well, it just started the other day when you did
it. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. It started on December 31st.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Literally just started.
Oh, the new year?
Yeah, it's festival, the new year or whatever. Thing, so.
Yeah, just Terry rolls up to me with like a red horse head, and I just immediately become jealous. So I had to go get some.
So I got to get some.
And they had these cool dragon heads, too. They're really awesome. You could just go buy. You don't have to do the quest for them.
You gotta earn your horse, though.
Yeah, you gotta earn the horse heads. There's the brown, the golden one, the red, and black.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Alex, when you're doing them, which assuming you are, you should.
Yeah.
The quest line is kind of weird.
It's hilarious.
At the very end, it's very weird.
It is the best.
I think they're gonna add vanity slots in the next patch. Yep. So you'll be able to wear your horse head into battle.
That's what I'm going to do, man. That's going to be my new helmet.
It's never coming off.
It goes so well with my CT gear. It's like the same exact red.
I thought it was part of his gear. Like it looked like it matched so well. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but it looked perfect for the outfit he was wearing.
That's awesome. Good job, Terry.
Thanks. I did it.
You're the best, Terry.
I know. Shit.
Payday 2 also came out this last year.
Payday 2 was good, and then I heard they made it hard as fuck.
Yeah, I heard they ramped up the difficulty a little bit more.
No, that's putting it lightly. I heard they don't want you to win ever again.
Well.
That's their business.
Dive Kick came out this year.
Dive Kick.
Battlefield 4 came out this year.
What?
Yeah. Oh, me and Dwight. I showed Dwight this dude that was streaming the other day.
Oh, my God.
He's my hero.
This dude, I'm convinced, has hacked his client somehow to just, like, get rid of, like, weight. His control with a helicopter is ungodly.
Like, that's his thing. That's all he does when he plays. He plays in Scout Chopper. So he just hops in the Scout Chopper and just destroys people.
Destroys people.
What?
Like, he is basically a ground unit at some time. Because he's, like, on the ground, like, in people's face, like, either running them over or firing a missile directly in front of them.
That's awesome.
If he's not doing that, he's flying down underneath a bridge, weaving in and out of the pillars below them, then swirling up to the top, blasting a tank, and going right back down under there.
Yeah, the guy has crazy, crazy good control over his chopper, so he can keep his momentum. And he's just like, hit top speeds everywhere he goes. Just
that's nuts.
Ripping people apart. It was great. I had a lot of fun watching.
Yeah.
I'm going to find his name right now.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Because that was very entertaining.
We got to watch one after the podcast. We shouldn't do it on the podcast, but we'll watch something of his after because it is ridiculous, this man. And he'll just, like, when he blows up too, like, if he blows up, he'll just sit there, like, on the spawn of the scout.
I'll tell you, that's all he does. He doesn't play anything else. He'll just sit up the thing and just
also,
wait.
As he's doing that, he is constantly carbo loading, dude. Yeah. He needs to keep his energy up or something. He was pounding cashews. Like there was no tomorrow.
They love cashews.
Also, on the technical side of his shit, this dude has a separate computer for streaming. Not that crazy of a thing, in all honesty. A lot of streamers do it. But his streaming PC runs dual Xeons, which means nothing to you guys, but these are server-grade processors. Like $2,000 a piece type of price line that we're talking about here. Just in processors. And he has a dual Xeon setup.
He is Wiggity Bear.
Wiggity Bear. Well,
no, yeah, Widgety Bear. W-I-D-G-I-T-Y Bear.
Widgety Bear.
Widgety Bear.
That's a good adjective to describe him. Widgety.
He is widgety.
In the scout.
He's like, ha, 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 ha.
Honestly, it was incredible watching this man doing his thing.
A lot of fun.
He says something stupid in one of his videos, like, I just started playing Battlefield like last month. I'm going to stop playing completely.
No.
This is a seasoned man.
Okay.
This is a very much seasoned player.
Yeah, he was talking about it in the stream, like he played 3 and all that stuff.
All keyboard and mouse, too.
No, 3 wasn't that old.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, he played the older games. All of them, I assume. Yeah.
Good.
But, yeah. He's lolling around, floating around his chopper, destroying people.
Just lolling around, huh?
It was...
lolling around at the speed of what the fuck. Because when you were talking about...
I learned a lot about the resistance, the amount of punishment a little bird can take. Because he was just road-killing people like by flying sideways and slamming them into the side. And he would always hit a wall and just bounce right off like the thing was made of rubber.
He would do this thing where he would fly towards someone, like if they were on a bridge or something. And then somehow he was able to pull like an e-brake for the air and just rip it sideways and slam into him. Kind of like he scooped him with like the bars on the bottom. And then he would just fly away.
Goodbye.
Like, yeah. Later, chill.
Bye. Gotcha.
Like he could have easily just shot them. But now he just flies by. Just
I mean, if I had that much control, I wouldn't do a whole lot of shooting either. If we're being honest here.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I told Terry, too. I was like, Terry, I'm no longer impressed by your abilities.
Tell you, let me get back in the air. I learned a thing or two.
And then I was like, I wish we had a private server that we could just fly around on. That was kind of nice with our Xbox server. We just shut it down and then we could practice our flying.
Those were days.
Mm-hmm. And those I think that PC days. Servers are a bit more expensive.
Yeah, but we haven't played Battlefield 4 in God knows how long.
Like too long.
Has it been a week?
It hasn't been that long.
It was like not a week. For me. Yeah, same.
No.
Jess.
You're crazy.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be a thing we can do then. Play some Battlefield.
Okay.
2014, Battlefield. That's what it's all about now.
From now Battlefield on. 4. 4.
Battlefield 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. There was also The Last of Us that came out this year.
I didn't play it.
Any of us play it?
I did.
Oh, right, you bought it, and you played it for, like, an hour.
No, I played it for, like, a week, just kind of, like, you know, back and forth. Because it was a lot to take in at the time. It was, like, I wanted to really kind of immerse myself. And I don't get a whole lot of time to just sit down and really just focus on one thing. So, playing that game, I wanted to give it that. And then I kept going against their control scheme. I kept feeling like I was playing against it, not with it. So I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just change the controls?
It was just... No, it's the way that... It's hard to explain. it's hard to explain. Just the way that characters moved and stuff, it was the way they had it set up didn't work for my brain. So it was difficult.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did your brain not handle it?
No.
Okay.
So 10 player server I'm looking at here, $13 a month.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Good for us. If it's going to be just
yet. I was going to say, yeah. Let's not make that commitment just yet.
No, no, I'm not. I'm just looking shit up.
If you want to hovering over the buy button, but that's about it.
I mean, I'm pulling out my credit card, but that's it.
But I'm stopping there, okay? I've checked out and I'm done.
All right.
I've created an account.
I mean, I already bought it, so I don't need to be on this site anymore. I'm closing the site, guys.
And here is the IP.
For our brand new server.
Terry, I'm going to need you to make a banner for it. That's it. I'm done. I set up a password. Here's the IP. I'm already on it. I've crashed a little bird.
The server's crashed.
The server's crashed. I'm refunding my money now.
And we're done.
And that's it?
And that's all I did.
That's all I did, guys, okay? Get off my back, okay? I'm trying to help you guys out. I'm trying to provide more fun.
Thanks, Dwight.
You're welcome, guys.
You are a champion. And sometimes. I don't believe the horrible lies that Ryan and Alex have been telling about you.
Well, that's why they call them half-truths.
Almost truth.
It's true.
Approximate truths.
Terry and I played some Rust.
I heard about that. Scared the shit out of Terry.
Oh, God. Dude, that ran up to me.
Rust is a very interesting game. Rust, for those who don't know, it's commonly, as our buddy Robert has placed it, DayZ and Minecraft put together. More DayZ on the visual side. And the fact that you spawn basically with nothing, but I guess Minecraft is also like that. And that there's zombies and stuff about it. It's a survival game, a 3D survival game, where you have to like collect materials and stuff. That's basically where the only part of Minecraft, really. So you collect wood to build a shelter to live in, because there's zombies and stuff like that. Nighttime is crazy dark, just like it is in DayZ, but it's not based on real time. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting game.
That was a problem in DayZ.
It's still a problem, Terry, let me tell you. It hasn't changed.
Well, I haven't played the new one.
I know.
I'm sure it hasn't, because that's DayZ's thing. It's real.
Real fucking dark.
It's happening right now.
Oh. I don't like when you didn't do that.
I like how Rust servers start at a 50 slot for $16 a month. Because there are supposed to be, like, base 200 slot servers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a very weird game. You start with a rock, too, by the way.
Which is awesome. Rock is my best friend.
You beat the tree for wood.
Well...
Or deer.
And then you
for...
beat the people to live.
And then you beat the people with the rock. Terry and I
had to fight for myself.
Yeah, that's fine. I beat up this one man, too. He came at me with his rock, and I said, nope.
Well, hold on there. You can't just walk up to me with a rock like that.
Hold. Like a rock fight. Are you serious?
Yes. Oh. Alex, we're serious.
I could tell him about the story of the guy that snuck up on me. In the game, you could sneak up on animals and stuff like that to get, is it cloth?
It's still an alpha, so for animals, you can get chicken meat.
Yeah.
No matter what the animal is.
No matter what the animal is.
You get raw chicken meat from, like, deer and pigs and stuff. And you get cloth. You get cloth from them, and
yeah, that's it. So basically, I was looking for cloth. To make clothes, because you start basically naked and you get cold and stuff, so.
Yeah, there's a cold meter too.
I was sneaking up on this deer, I was like, I don't know, crouched in the grass or whatever, and I was holding my rock and I was going toward it, and I hear behind me, like rustling, and I turn around and it's a guy, and he goes, hi. And, I freak out, and he goes, and I start running away, and I start screaming. I'm hitting the mic button. I'm just screaming. And I'm on Skype with Terry. And I hear the guy behind me. He goes, "Look out! There's a wolf behind you!" And I turn around, and there's a wolf behind me. I'm like, "Oh shit!" I start running, and then I look behind me, and the wolf starts chasing the other guy. And he goes, "Help! Help! There's a wolf chasing me!"
That's awesome.
So I start chasing him. I'm like, "I got you, dude!" And we start running through the forest for like 5 minutes. Like 5 minutes of him just running. Just I hear him going, "Ow! I'm bleeding! Ow!"
Sounds and like the worst time.
So I beat up the wolf. And then I take care of that. And he goes, "Hey, man, do you need anything?" And as we were doing that, a third guy comes up to us holding a gun at us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he told us to strip down and start dancing or something like that. And I looked over at my new buddy, and I could see him, like, taking off, like, his little head thing. I was still naked. He come with, like, pants, I think. And I just take off. I turn around. I just start screaming, and I run into the mountains. I run.
You abandoned him?
Yeah. Real quick, too. It was
You're
like,
the worst.
It was just like a second after he said, strip and take off all your clothes. As soon as I saw the gun, I was like, nope, and I ran.
Awesome.
As soon as I was on top of the mountain, I turned around and I see him and the other guy still talking. And that was the end of my friend.
Because he shot him.
He executed him right there. But yeah, it was interesting. And then I made some friends. Like, there's these camps, like with like buildings or whatever, and they have like cement walls around them. I think we called them facilities. We started calling them facilities, and they're irradiated. So like when you go in there, you start getting rads, and you see your rad counter start going up. And crazy. These places are the places with like the best loot. But they also have zombies and stuff in them. So I run into one of those, and I'm sneaking around because it's kind of dusk. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to find some stuff in here. I'm talking to Terry. It's like, dude, my rads are at like 80, and then I passed 100. It's like 120, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's getting pretty irradiated here. And then I see another guy, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to beat this guy up with my rocket because he doesn't see me. So as I'm rolling up to him, I see this other guy in a ski mask with a hatchet out.
Let me tell you, those hatchets, when you see people just walk around with them, it's like...
Terrifying. Terrifying.
I want to play this game.
So he starts chasing me, and I start screaming, again, holding the in-game mic, just screaming through this town, running full blast. All the zombies start like looking at me and start chasing me. And this dude is just wailing on the back of me with this hatchet. And it was scary. And then I died.
And then I died. Yeah. I was out minding my own business way across the country. I don't even know where Dwight was. I was looking for Dwight.
We were trying to find each other for like 2 hours.
We were looking for each other. Never happened.
Never happened.
But so I'm walking around in the wilderness, and I set myself up a little campfire, started making some food finally after dying of hunger like
Terry
twice.
Terry was fucking like settled.
I was loaded up. I got my hunting bow and all that stuff set up. But yeah, I had my campfire out. It's middle of broad daylight. I turn around and see this guy, like, off in the distance, this naked dude. And I see he's holding something in his hand. And he starts running up to me. And I'm just watching him, like, what are you doing? He gets closer and closer, and it's just this naked guy running up to me with a hatchet in his hand. And once he gets in range of the voice chat, I just start hearing, "Food, food, 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 food." I'm like, "No, no, no! Don't eat me!" And he runs up to me with his hatchet. He stops in front of me. He's just like, "Food, food, 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 give me food, give me food, food, food." And I'm like, "Okay, just take it.
Get out of here."
So I dropped some food in front of him. I was like, "All right, that's all I got. Go away."
You got fucking robbed.
So he takes it. He goes, "Thanks." And he runs away.
Yeah, you got robbed, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was so pleasant about it. He said, "Thank you."
It's weird. Some people you'll come across that will be friendly to you and stuff like that. It's the people that don't say anything that you need to kill immediately. Because they'll just chase you down with their rock, man. They're crazy. Oh, another thing, too. I think it's random, But every now and then, a cargo plane flies over the map, and it's super loud. And when you look up, everybody can see it flying over. And then you can see it dropping off like a care package, and it goes down. But if you could get to that thing, you're looking at like guns, food, clothes, like almost everything. You're set. So everybody rushes to him.
It's like the Hunger Games over
there. It's crazy, man. It's in very early access right now. It was had major rubber banding issues when Terry and I were playing, and then it eventually crashed. DDoS
at the time,
yeah. Who DDoSes a company like that? I don't know.
Fucking everybody, fucking Cube World got DDoSed when they were.
That's true.
People just do that shit.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either, but people do it.
If you get something from it, sure. But what are you going to get from that?
Right.
Enjoyment for some people.
I guess. Maybe they were jacking it. That's right, rest. Say goodbye to your service. Hey, you like that DDoS, don't you? No, you don't. Like those guys in South Park.
Yeah,
the TV guys, the ISPs, cable people. Yeah, the cable people.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you go get another service? Oh, you can't.
We're the only ones. Oh.
That has to be it. I'm now convinced.
That's probably it.
Mm-hmm.
What else would it be? Honestly,
that's the only thing that comes to mind.
I agree.
What else came out this year? Pro Evolution Soccer 2014.
What?
What?
I know. Great game. We don't even have to talk about it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Just Dance 2014.
Papers, Please.
My God. Just Dance 2014. Can we talk about
Papers,
that?
Papers, Please? Was that a game?
Yes. Yeah.
It's
actually one of probably the highest rated games of the year.
Is it very racist?
No.
Well, that wasn't very convincing.
It's not.
It's not.
It's convincing.
It's reality.
Yeah. There you go. It's real, Ryan.
It's too real for you. You can't
just
even handle
safety
it.
Is an illusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
My bad.
Phoenix,
like
right?
I even care.
Ace Attorney, Phoenix, Dual right? Destinies.
I think Adrian's the only one of us that's even played it.
Well, Adrian.
I believe he's enjoying it.
He's probably already done with it, knowing Adrian.
Probably.
Yeah.
Then me.
How does it make you feel, Alex?
Dead inside. Hey. Shut up.
He hasn't really said anything that would ruin the game for me, so.
I don't think he's trying to ruin the game for you.
No. He just said it's really good, though.
I thought about buying it the other night. Because I can. Because I can actually play it and you can't.
Good for you, Ryan.
Well, not good for you, Alex.
I hope you die, Ryan.
At least I'll die with Phoenix right in my hands.
If you end up buying it, ever. There was also Path of Exile.
Yeah, that released. Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out of beta this year. Or last year, rather.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, I guess so.
Still a very good game. I enjoy it.
I'm
looking through this list and... There's a couple of games that did come out, but not really like.
Yeah, not like.
Super crazy. Showstoppers, you know? Like, there was a lot of good games. But I think, from my end, nothing too showstopping. I've been playing a crap ton of Skyrim again.
Yeah, I need to get some mods for that.
Because I played Skyrim a little bit when you started streaming it, because it's one of those games where you watch it and you're just like.
Exactly.
Nah, fuck this. I gotta play.
I get that a lot in my stream. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, near the beginning, like the first like 5 or 6 days, like, man, I haven't played this game in a year, but watching you play it, now I have to play it. And I see, like, my friends list. Like, every time I'm playing, it's like six people are playing Skyrim. How many people?
I gotta start playing.
Are anybody playing it right now? One person is, Chris.
What's the? I need to know which HD mod I need to get.
HD mod?
Yeah, I need to look pretty.
I need to look pretty.
Well, there's not just one.
Well, I need a lot. That's what I'm saying. That's why I need your help.
I have my own collection. You could just.
I know you do, but I don't want to use your exact same collection if I'm going to end up streaming too.
My collection is only basically just vanilla. I don't ever get any mechanical altering stuff or anything that alters the vanilla mechanics.
But just the look, right?
Yeah, mine's just sound mods and visual stuff.
Oh, okay, then I'll take that.
There's one mechanical mod thing that I have, and that's faster vanilla horses, because Skyrim horses are fucking slow as shit.
Yeah.
There's no reason to use them.
So you were on that. The most popular the other day.
Holy crap.
I was for a week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know him.
I know that man.
So I think they're coming out with a mod for DayZ standalone, and this is it right here. I'm sure many of you recognize it.
Yeah, just by the name.
Just by the little logo there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had that for the original one.
Did they?
Yeah, I was watching someone stream it. It was like a big stream too. Like, there's a ton of people like playing, a ton of people watching.
It would be interesting.
Pretty entertaining, but very buggy because it was the original DayZ.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, even
a lot of lag.
Even the standalone is still buggy, I heard.
Yeah, it actually it was a big step back from when I played. Is someone like mixing a drink next to the microphone?
No, that was me.
Oh.
Chewing on ice.
No, I keep hearing the ice, and I just like it sounds like it was like right next to the microphone.
I was breaking it apart.
Yeah. It feels like a step back, but, you know, it's... Everybody's just like, no, it's alpha, man. It's alpha. It's not going to have things. Like, because the first hour that I played of the game was basically how many different colors of pants I can find.
Well, how many did you find?
I think about four.
All right. Then I think you won.
I had a lot of
that's
doubles.
What that means.
You won, Daisy.
You don't win if you get doubles.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, you immediately lose if you actually get a double.
Well, I didn't get it. I found it.
Well, that's what I mean, unfortunately.
Mm. We still haven't ever played Monopoly. We've said it so many times, we will.
I haven't
played Monopoly?
I don't want to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
No, there you go, Alex.
Just scared you.
I didn't know we agreed to play Monopoly.
We didn't.
No, it was way back, like 2-3 years ago.
This never happened.
No, of course. That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong with you? Alex. Alex. Hey. Alex.
Terry has something to tell you, Alex.
My thing is more important than Adam's thing.
I believe you. I believe you.
He's not listening to me.
Well, I still believe you, so there you go.
Thank you. You're the only one.
Mm-hmm. Remember that on your deathbed.
Oh, he was the only one.
God, he was a quick one to jump there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The best games this year for me was Sonic Racing and Final Fantasy.
Am I right?
You're right. I mean, when you're right, Terry, you're right.
That's true.
Right, I'm not wrong.
I'm looking through Skyrim mods right now. This is what you guys have done to me.
Well, maybe you should stop.
I'm stopping right now.
Get your head back in the game.
All right. Get heads in the game. Game's in the head. I'm ahead of the game.
I didn't ask you to do any of the things.
Oh, I played a little bit of Overgrowth.
I don't know what that is.
That work out?
Is that the bunny ninja game?
Yeah, the like super physics like based bunny ninja samurai type game that's been kind of teased for a long, long time. it's on early access on Steam, and like everything else in the world.
Mm. It's just a gimmick.
It's interesting. I like it. I think where they're going with it is going to be a lot of fun. It's difficult. They have like this arena based mode where you start in like a small little arena, and the first round is like you versus another bunny, a computer bunny, that you both have your fists, and it's you gotta dodge like real time and stuff like that, and then you gotta punch them and stuff like that, and then you to the point where they're either knocked out or you kill them, and then it evolves into like the next round is like you versus two bunnies, and then it's like four bunnies, but you're all against each other, but now you have swords, but you gotta pick up the sword. So like the swords like are dropped in front of you, so you have to like go over there and like look at the sword and like lean down and like pick it up and then rush them. And it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I think
then you gotta kiss.
It's gonna be really cool. And like when you run, you can like jump and like run on a wall and then jump off the wall and like dive on like another bunny. It's pretty crazy. I think once it's complete, it's going to be a very fun game to play.
I agree.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, I've been looking at that for a while. Glad they're making some progress. Some tangible progress.
Mm-hmm.
All we saw last time from that video was just the free running.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but that's it.
Yeah, how much was it?
It is currently on sale 17% off for $25.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I got it when it was 20.
I will be waiting for that one.
Yeah, I wait until the third and see if it goes down.
I was thinking longer than that, but okay.
Well, winter sale. The winter maybe, sale. The last day of the winter sale?
Maybe next year, Dwight.
Okay, all right. When it's released.
Yeah, when it's been out for a while. I'm right. Not made of money.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right.
They got that Serious Sam 3 for $4.
Found yep. you
but
guys.
But how serious is he really?
He is super serial.
He eats his cereal with no milk.
Oh. He's a bad man.
He's gonna tear up the roof of his mouth.
Probably. He is. That's what he's doing is dangerous.
Without a doubt. Scientifically it's proven.
Co-op.
It's irresponsible is what it is.
Oh.
Are you hearing this, Alex? All of these things that we're saying?
I heard.
Alright. Alright. Calm down. Did you hear, Alex? What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Santa's Essentials DLC for RO.
RO2, dumbass.
I'm sorry, RO2. Excuse me.
Yeah, did you see how much it is?
Oh, I did not see that. $49. $49.99
for some Christmas DLC.
Ragnarok 2. What is... Okay, what is... You get one super large bag.
Mm-hmm.
One Santa outfit.
Terry, the super large bag is the biggest bag available to hold all the presents
that
you will receive and give out.
You get the polar bear mount for 30 days, mind you.
Only 30 days.
You don't get to keep it.
No.
30 days, it's
you
gone.
Gotta give it back.
You gotta give it back. You gotta return it. It's just a loaner. You're renting.
Yeah.
You get
really?
Really. Get the card album for 30 days. You may rent the card album.
Yeah.
30 days.
Yeah. It's for storing excess cards.
Yeah. I know.
Right, I'm not telling you, okay? I'm telling the people.
You get Spinel for restoring your gear back to full health, even if you've already fainted. You can do it even if you already fainted.
Like a Pokemon.
Like Pokemon.
But only for 30 days.
But no. That one you get to keep that one.
but you only get 10.
You get 10.
And it doesn't work. And it only works sometimes.
Let's just move on to the next one.
It's you, Aries.
Can we move on to the next one?
You get a pump it up hard pill, which increases your haste, hit, vigor,
and penis size.
Critical rate. And penis size.
Only for 30 days.
For 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
And you only get 10 of them.
A VIP membership first seal card.
It doesn't always work. Here's look at you, Aries.
Never works. And a 24-hour battle manual order. No, 24 hours of 20% bonus experience points.
I just overtook a level 60 ship. Like, I feel like a real badass right now.
All for the low, low price of $49.99.
That's not a sale, people. That's how cheap it really is.
Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, no, wait. No, there's not. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, no, you got to pay more money.
3 easy installments of $49.99. That's terrible.
Mm.
What's wrong with them? They need money. They should open up a
PayPal.
You have
$50 to...
They should open up a PayPal.
You got $50 to buy DLC like that for Ragnarok. You're playing the wrong game.
Yeah. Get on Final Fantasy, noob.
I need this man. I need the polar bear. Do you see that polar bear? I could have it for 30 days. It's got snow.
Do you know where I could go in 30 days?
Mm.
Where in Midgard I can go?
It better be the fastest freaking mount.
It's not. It's not a polar bear.
They're fast.
They can't go outside their climate.
They're fast when they're not carrying a fat ass.
Wait, they can't leave the snow?
No, it's a polar bear, Ryan.
Well, I mean, well, it's a video game to
watch. Do you want it to die?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, hey, everybody. Ryan hates polar bears.
You son of a bitch.
Just the ones that drink Coke.
You know those dates have names now?
I don't care, Dwight. Please don't tell me what they are.
Those polar bears have names? I don't know them. I read them. There's something like Zola or some stupid thing like that. But they have names now.
It's a publicity stunt.
Oh, most definitely. Everything. Everything that company does is.
Delver is $239.
Yep.
What is?
I in it.
Delver.
Dude, I have not played an Alan Wake game, but the whole franchise was on sale for like pennies on it. It was franchise. $4 for the entire franchise. But
yeah.
I never played one, so I couldn't justify it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I heard it looked nice.
Yeah, it looked cool.
Delver looks like it'll give me claustrophobia.
It will.
Yeah, buy it.
Yeah,
no,
buy it. Good.
No, that's quite alright.
Alex, you're the worst person.
Oh, right?
Do you not like having fun?
No.
Obviously.
That's obliviously. Or
a question.
Obviously, we know that.
Looking at this Abyssal City, Valdis story, and that looks fun.
I don't know what that is. Why are you talking again?
Ouch.
Why? Him stop talking.
Why am I here?
I gave him a game earlier, Terry. I thought that would shut him up.
Damn.
Oh, am I free to finally play that now?
No. I told him and Adrian that they can't play it until you got home, Terry. It's like buying your kids a game and like keeping it in your house, in your like your rooms. Like you can't play it until Dad gets home.
Can't play it until I'm ready.
Until I play it. Fuck off, you little piece of shit.
That's the life of being a younger brother. Let me tell you.
Right?
Yeah, I know it.
I'm gonna play it first, and then you can play it after me. Okay.
But don't delete my save.
It's been 5 hours. Can I play it now? No. Okay.
No, you're right. You're right. I overstepped my boundaries.
I'm sorry, my leash.
Good stuff.
Good, top-notch stuff, top-notch. So I saw The Hobbit.
Yeah, me too.
It was good.
I liked it.
Do you like the high frame rate, or are you still not a fan?
Not a fan.
I like it.
I didn't like the fact that they, midway through the movie, decided to use GoPro footage.
What?
In the barrel scene, going down the rapids, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They, you know, it's typical in movies, you know, when you're doing, like, rapid shots like that, they have a few shots of, like, the camera, like, in the water to make it seem really kind of hectic. Woo, we're under the water now.
Right.
During those moments, they used a GoPro, and it was so obvious, because GoPro is high frame rate, and it's super crisp, which compared to the rest of the movie, which was color corrected, not as high frame rate. It wasn't like everything wasn't super in focus. You know, it took me out of that whole scene.
Weird.
It just seemed, I wouldn't normally be, you know, so boisterous over it, but this series makes billions of dollars. And, you know, they're probably on the forefront of the cameras. I mean, obviously, they're using 48 frames.
Right.
You know, and they're shooting those in 3D. Like, they obviously have the technology. Why can't you just put a waterproof cover on one of your cameras and get that shit in the water for 30 seconds, cut it up, and use it in between? It just seems like a cop-out. Like, it was like a last-minute thing. It's like, oh, fuck, guys, we're 30 seconds off of our three-hour mark. Go back out to the river. Here's my GoPro.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really notice, Dwight. I guess it's just me.
It immediately noticed.
Weird.
And I know other people noticed, too, because I saw it on Reddit, too. And it was pretty popular.
Pretty poppin'.
Yeah. People have voted it.
Speaking of popping.
Okay.
You see they're doing a...
No.
22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
I heard of it. And I heard bad really? Things.
It's happening.
That's awesome. The movie was hilarious.
Yeah. I did. I enjoyed the first one, yeah. But I heard bad things about this one.
Well,
like what?
Like what?
That it doesn't look good. Out.
I thought it was just like in
the
production.
The trailer just looked bad.
Oh, there's already a trailer?
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. It's just a trailer, though.
It's just a trailer.
Shut up.
Fuck you, Terry.
You're right,
it
buddy.
Was funny.
A little backed up on that one. I'm sorry.
Giving Ryan the shits right now.
Go to hell.
Well,
God Ryan, damn. Please.
Rarely have I heard that ever in all of my days.
I don't give a shit in all of my days.
I kind of miss playing Mass Effect 3 online.
Dude, Mass Effect was on sale and 3 wasn't involved. I'm like, dude, why would I even buy this?
Actually, Mass Effect 3 is on sale right now for like $4.
Yeah, but the whole franchise was on sale. It was like the pack, and then it was like, oh, but not 3.
Everyone but the one you like the most.
Debating on getting it for PC.
I'm debating on stealing it from your hard drive Steam. With my 3DS.
It's not Steam.
You're going to hack him?
Alex, get the fuck out, bro.
What do you mean it's not Steam?
It's on this website. You buy Green Light Gaming, Green Man Gaming, Green Man Gaming. And there's a code, and it drops the price to $4.
It's not like that one thing you made me repost to my Twitter that didn't work, is it?
What did I make you... I didn't make you do shit.
Oh, suddenly
you made
him.
You put a gun in his mouth.
He did. He put it right in my mouth. I was like, "Don't blah, blah, blah," but he couldn't understand me.
Repost this, Ryan.
I know.
I'm currently watching the trailer for 22 Jump Street with no sound.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to just see like what they were getting into. It looks like they're going to college this time.
Well, that's what they said at the end of the other one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't think they'd be serious.
Try and
they
keep
are.
Up, Dwight.
I'm sorry. I'm not up to my... All my Jump Streets. But Ron Swanson's in it. He's a cop. That guy that did the voice of the one guy in The Emperor's New Groove is in there. and he played the Tick. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick something.
Yeah. Patrick Warburton or something?
Yeah.
Warburger?
Yeah.
Something.
Patrick Warburger. We'll call him Warburger.
All right.
Warburger.
The Warburger.
All right, sir. You're about to go to battle. What burger do you need? My Warburger.
Get me the Warburger. Yeah, he's in it. I don't know.
I like that guy.
Yeah, me too. He's funny. Have you guys seen The Tick?
No.
It's a funny show. It's on Netflix. It only went for one season, but he's the main guy. He's Tick. And he's like friends with like all these other like superheroes type people. And they're just normal people in costumes, but they treat it as like that's their lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I liked it. It was funny. It's worth a watch if you're looking for something to just kind of put on and just kind of giggle at.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. That is neat. I too enjoy shows.
Oh, terrible.
What?
I'm happy you enjoy things, is all.
Thank you.
Balls!
What?
Sorry, I jumped off a very high cliff and I just screamed balls.
Yes, you did.
But I'm okay. I made it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's what's important, Terry.
I know.
I know it.
You think I don't know what's important?
But I did download Bioshock, Dwight, so I'll be able to play it soon. I'm excited.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Did you, though?
I'm going to go ahead and grab this Mass Effect.
Alex, just do it. Do whatever you want. Shit.
Like I give a flying fuck.
Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry.
I need you to apologize to the audience.
Oh, I won't do that, but I'm sorry to you.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
On behalf of Ryan...
Don't you speak for him.
Don't you talk. No one talks to me.
Imagine if like the president would say shit like that. And Obama rolls in like talking a bunch of shit to people. And like as he's like leaving, like his PR person goes up and is like, I'm sorry, on the behalf of the president. And he's just in the back, bitch, don't talk for me.
Don't talk for me. You don't fucking know me, bitch. I'm going to end your fucking career. Just loses his goddamn mind.
Oh, that man. He's on a very thin line.
I know. Slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing a great job. I don't think he gets enough credit.
You don't think so? He is the president.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the guy that apologizes for the president.
Oh, yeah. No, that
he
man.
He has to get credit.
That man needs a raise.
If he has his job at all.
Or something.
By the end of the night.
He needs tenure. Something to keep him going, you know?
Yep.
That is a broken soul. Have any of you guys played this Castlevania Lords of Shadow?
No, what's it for?
PC.
Usually skip.
It's also on 360. I heard it was pretty good.
I heard the exact opposite.
It's on sale for $10 right now.
Buy it.
Let us know how it is.
Sissy.
I'm not your sister.
You little Nancy boy.
No, I'm Dwight.
Wait, like getting caught with your pants down, getting slapped in the face with somebody else's dick?
Whoa.
What? Who are you talking to? You talking to the president again?
Now who's taking things too far?
That's what I'm going for. 2014, taking things too far. That's going to be my excuse. Fucking 2014.
That's right, it's 2014. What are your resolutions?
I don't believe in it.
Honestly, me either, but...
But I have been losing weight.
I have some things that I should have been doing this year anyway.
that I plan on doing, to continue doing.
Are they secretive things? Is that why you're dancing around the subject?
No, just in general, working harder, doing more interesting things, becoming a more interesting person.
Yeah, I had a very interesting conversation with a buddy of mine, Nick Barbary, otherwise known as SGC Barbarian on YouTube.
Why didn't you just say that?
Because I know him as Nick.
Well, we don't.
I know. Yeah. Well,
we're not on a first name basis.
You could call him Nick.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
What's his number? I'll call him right now.
I have his number. I'm gonna text him and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna give you a number out to my to the podcast."
Hope that's cool. Bye.
Don't even ask him.
Here.
Anyways, I had a cool conversation with him, where basically we he was talking about something about how he was kind of uncomfortable with doing something, and that he wasn't sure if he should do it or shouldn't do it, and I interrupted him and I just said, "Hey, Nick, 2014 is all about yes, all right?" And so that's going to be my slogan for 2014. 2014 is all about yes.
I've seen this movie, Dwight. It's called Yes Man, and some crazy things happen.
Slow down, bitch. You're yesing too hard.
That was an okay movie, but I doubt that Zooey Deschanel is going to be just hanging out in my town with no gas for her scooter or something. What was she doing?
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
It's funny because you said that on Twitter that it's all about the yes. And then immediately after I see Terry go, 2014 is all about the pingless.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yes. Just say yes to the pingless.
Mm-hmm.
The penis?
No. You're going to have it.
Ryan.
How crude.
What did you say?
Are you even paying attention?
No, not even a little bit.
How crude.
Ruffian. We speak of street rat.
How crude.
There are children present.
I hope there's no children present. Ryan, you get a baby?
No, I don't have no baby.
Oh, is Sarah pregnant?
No, no.
Is it happening?
Not yet.
That reminds
Two more years.
Me of that phone call.
Ryan, don't tell me that.
That you called me for, Ryan.
Which one? The one when I was on New Year's Eve?
No, when I was shopping and I was going to my car and I found the hot dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to mention that because I wanted to just give a little bit of a backstory. Ryan called me on my way out of Target when I was buying wrapping paper for everybody. And he called me and goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing. I just was buying some wrapping paper." And he's like, "What, you're wrapping?"
No, you said I got to go home and finish up my wrapping. And I said, good luck on you. I hope you drop some sick beats.
Yeah, and like as soon as he said that, I pull up to my car and like I'm unlocking my door and I look over. There's a full hot dog on the ground. Bun, everything. Not a single bite taken out of it or anything. And
some little kid was devastated, I'm sure.
So I took a picture of it, and I sent it out. I was like, Ryan, I gotta show you this picture of this hot dog to prove it. And I was like, I'm gonna tweet it. And then I think Ryan, you said, it's like you gotta say that I'm dropping a new album or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that was fun.
I'm dropping a new rap album, but I spelt it like rap, as in rap and presence, because I'm clever like that. Not really.
That was
Ryan,
clever.
Ryan,
that's never been done before.
That.
Ryan,
yeah, I did, but
Ryan,
whatever.
Ryan actually
it's never been
that.
Done.
You have to be an ass, Terry. Listen, you are. You always are.
I know the pain of dropped food on the ground.
So do I.
The other night, I had bought a burrito, and then Robert smacked it out of my hand.
What?
It didn't have to go down that way.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Throw it out the window. Oh yeah, I saw in Command 2.
How was it?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, worth it?
It was actually really good.
Oh good, good. I'm gonna see it when it comes out on DVD.
I was worried that it was gonna be terrible and I wouldn't like it, but I actually
so.
Really liked it. Well yeah, I mean it's got a lot to live up to. First one was amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's good. gets a little serious in the middle, but overall, it picks it back up. Picks up the crazy again at the end.
Well, that's good.
There's the tweet with the hot dog. I found it. And the tweet was dropping a new rap album this year with Sniper Goo called Drop That Dog and Get in My Car.
And then I said it sounded like Who's Lying?
Yeah, yeah.
And now my favorite album, Drop That Hot Dog and Get in My Car. And
who can forget that rap song, Drop That Dog and Get in My Car?
Yeah, that's like...
Well, I surely couldn't call him. It's always stuck in my head. Oh, I love that show. I've only watched like one of the new ones.
It sounds like you just pulled up to somebody, like you screech up and stop. Roll down your window, point at
him. Drop down, get back up.
He's like, oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
No time to explain.
So I tried to watch the new Who's Line, and my only beef with it is, why is that woman always screaming?
The hostess?
The hostess. Like, she's just always screaming. Hi, welcome to Who's Line, anyway. It's like, oh my god.
Lana, calm down.
Lana! When does that come back?
I think the 15th.
Soon, yeah. It usually comes back in January.
Dude, the following is about to come back.
Sherlock came out today, didn't it?
That's what I hear.
Apparently.
Oh god, I gotta watch that. Oh, I can't watch it, though. I gotta wait for Leanne. Damn it.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. When does Who come back? Like April?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know. They usually end in like May. So probably a little bit before that. Maybe April, March.
Not soon enough.
No. Did you guys watch the Christmas episode?
Of course.
Yep.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
It was so good stuff.
Capaldi coming in. So being sad. Goofy.
My heart.
I half expected him to leave with the words, I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I thought it would be funny. But no, he had this little speech.
You know, his...
I'm never going to forget or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I forgot.
I think he started singing that song from Armageddon. That's, I don't want to close my eyes.
Oh, I thought, I don't want to wait.
I know. I was thinking the same one.
What?
That's not Armageddon.
What? I'm aware of
what that. What version of Armageddon have you seen?
It was Pirate.
He saw the one with Dawson Creek, you know, Mr. Creek. Mr. Dawson Creek.
It's pronounced Crick.
Oh, sorry. I didn't watch that version.
It's Sir Dawson Creek.
Sir Dawson of Creek.
Of crack. All right, that was fun.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Let's call this podcast finished.
That's a hell of a wrap up. That was fun.
I'm just playing.
Do you think that we might be able to get back on a weekly schedule, guys?
I want to.
That's fine.
I think we all want to.
There was no reason before to not. I mean,
it was.
We had a couple. I mean, I remember Terry. You remember? You were there.
We had times where we were really busy.
Yeah. We filmed a couple, just the three of us, right, Terry? Right, right. What happened to those, Dwight? Tell me.
Oh, that's right.
We had one. We had one.
And then what happened to it, Dwight?
I already explained. My mic gave out, and then
again.
It's stupid because I wish that, like, if my mic broke, that you guys wouldn't be able to hear me, because you guys still were able to hear me. So I figured, everything's fine, because I can't check it while it's recording.
Right, of course.
So, I don't know.
These waters sure are foggy.
So one can hope that this was a good podcast. I'm actually really sad that we lost the last podcast, because it was decent for just us three.
Yeah.
And basically throughout the winter, it was kind of hard to get hold of Terry, because he was in grind mode for school.
Oh,
yeah. God.
I don't even want to think about that. That's another one of my half resolutions, because I half don't believe in resolutions.
Do you?
Oh, well, resolutions, so that's fine. New Year's resolutions are kind of bullshit, because, like, If you want to do something, do
just
it.
Just fucking do it, right? You don't need
a New Year excuse. Fucking start it now. Anyway, I'm terrible at like doing homework and studying, and that's what fucked me up at the end. Like I had so much shit backed up that I had to do, and I had 2 weeks to do it, and while I had to work at the same time, it was not fun.
That's what I have to look forward to.
Yeah, just do your work when you get it. Yeah. Do it early.
Are you not going to school this semester?
I am.
Not you.
What? Oh. I'm going.
I'm glad you're going, though. Thank you. I was talking to Terry.
Leanne is crazy good about that. Like, she finishes her stuff, like the instant she gets it, and it's done for, like, a week and a half ahead.
So wait. So we're not going to end this podcast, are we?
Oh, you were serious when you wanted to stop.
Really wanted to end it?
Well, I don't know what time are we at here, because I really got to go to the bathroom.
Just go.
Ryan, you're excused.
Right now.
All right, well, it's going to be a while, if you know what I'm saying.
Ryan.
Oh.
Ryan, you have a perfectly good floor beneath you.
No, as I'm sitting in a chair.
It won't be a perfectly good floor once he's done with it.
Well, it's perfectly good now, is what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
We're going to end the podcast with him gone, right?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes, this is a good podcast.
Wait, what did you say?
What? Ryan, go!
Ryan!
I thought you just said you were going to end the podcast.
No, we were talking about...
You have one job right now, and that is to poop.
Ryan, go dump.
Is he gone?
I don't know. I can't... You would think with a man who had the dump so furiously that he would have left by now.
Furiously.
That's my thing for 2014. Furious dumps.
I feel like the word violent is like the best word to just throw in when you're talking about it.
Well, the thing is with violent seems like you're really angry and you want to hurt someone. Furious is just like you're just pushing through just it, you know?
You want to hurt somebody. You're furious.
I don't know.
Furiously violent dumping. Dumps.
Violently dumping.
Violently dumping. It just sounds like it's going everywhere.
It's like you have no control over it.
All right. So with that awesome note, remember to tweet at SniperGoo13, I believe it is. Your furious dumps. No, it's 12. SniperGoo12. At SniperGoo12, tweet your furious dumps. Pictures are not needed, but bonus points.
They are encouraged.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the T-Muggins podcast.
Let the record show.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody. Love you.